Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey. We hope y'all all enjoyed the Memorial Day weekend. And guess what? We got not one, but two treats in the building for you.
Choo-choo.
First over here in this corner, Ricky Smiley's in the building.
Hey!
This man is literally helping build an empire. We got Jussie Smollett in the building.
Yeah!
Welcome, welcome. Now, later in the show, Gabrielle Union and Jada Pinkett Smith settled their 17-year feud with some shocking revelations. But first, Taylor Swift spent her weekend performing for a crowd of 26,000 people. Now, it was a big festival. It was the BBC's biggest weekend festival, and it was like 80% humidity, and rocking in front of a loud crowd, you know that could be crazy, right?
That's Alabama hot, slave hot.
Well, after a particularly sweaty interview, one reporter decided to give Taylor a little tip on what she should do next.
It's nice to see you. I think you need to have a shower now.
I agree, and I'm not offended that you said that. There's a lot going on, and none of it's good here.
We'll see you soon. Thank you. Nice to see you.
I don't think he meant it that way. Because it was hot or whatever, and she's sweating. No, she
was lose his job.
No, I don't. Come on.
He told the queen, honey, that she needed a shower.
No, people are too sensitive. No,
people are going to definitely be offended by this.
Right.
But it didn't bother her. But some of her people are going to be like, I am appalled. Yes, he was so disrespectful.
Yes. That's not disrespectful.
That was disrespectful.
It was 80% humidity, and she came off stage. She did a performance. She was sweating. So what else she's going to do? She's going to take a hot shower
anyway. Something that as a man I wouldn't say to a female.
Exactly.
Just out of respect. But I don't know if he needs to lose his job.
Like, it's almost like he said, you stink, I smell, you go wash your ass.
She just needs a quicker clap back. He said, you need a shower. She should have been like, well, you need to brush your teeth, nasty ass, smelling like asparagus pee.
Oh, my God, y'all. Cardi B's mind has been blown.
How this time?
Well, with the recent releases of Solo, a Star Wars story starring Donald Glover and Childish Gambino's This Is America, Cardi B shared the same confusion as many others when she tweeted, it's amazing how Donald Glover and Childish Gambino look so much alike. No. I think they secretly the same person. So dope.
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
There's just no way you can't know.
She's a rapper, a current rapper, and she did not know these two people were the same person. I knew that. This is a form to show you right now how they just pull these rappers and make them rappers overnight, and they don't do no homework.
No, she put in a lot of hard work, and she didn't just make it overnight. She's been doing this for a very long time.
Well, how she got these people were?
It don't matter. Maybe she don't watch TV, or maybe she don't listen to music because she's so busy doing her own.
Need to stop
anyone, someone must have let her know that they are the same person. Because then she tweeted, wait, I'm confused now, and then deleted the previous tweet.
Oh, my God.
And I could tell she was really confused because she left the D off.
Right.
She was really confused.
You know what I appreciate about her, though?
Confused.
It does not feel like it's anything fake or anything like
it's
that. It doesn't feel like she's not trying to be cute. She just, you know.
She just didn't know.
She keeps it real. That's why I love Cardi B.
That's what we all know.
She keep it real and stuff, though, but she acting blonde then.
Be positive, Gary. Damn it.
And Gary, you didn't know at first yourself, so.
You sure did.
You did not know.
You're not supposed to know.
Yes, you are. You do radio.
Yeah, he didn't know.
You do this
entertainment news show.
We talk about movies.
But I ain't gonna say it out loud.
Actors, actresses.
Well, moving on, Brad and Ricky, you guys did something so amazing that got the streets buzzing, man. The story of Corey Patrick caught the internet's heart. And y'all did what?
Young man was catching the bus every day. He had to ride 3 buses to get to high school, and he had to ride a bus to his high school graduation. And the bus driver captured a moment of him walking to his high school graduation. Didn't have a ride there, didn't have any support, and it just kind of went viral. So we bought him a car.
Oh, my God. You serious?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because the minute you saw it and we were here working, doing the morning show, you was like, get him on the phone. Find him. Get him. We got to find out who where he is. And, you know, and that was it from there.
Yeah, he's a great example of determination.
That is so dope. Y'all did that. Yeah. That is so dope.
You know, Tyrese, Mike Epps, you know, everybody pitched in, paid some bills, you know, the living situation was a little, you know, lacking and stuff. And so we kind of helped the family get back on their feet. And that's the first family car. Because people are like, well, why didn't his mother go to his, she don't have a car. Mm-hmm. So we just thank God and for the opportunity to be able to bless somebody like that. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
All right, y'all, moving on. You may not remember, but before there was Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, there was Gabby and Chris Howard.
Yeah.
That's right. She was married to the former NFL player for 5 years, and she sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith for her Red Table Talk to share how she was able to move on with her life and find love again.
I started working with a physical trainer and life coach. One day, we were boxing.
Got it.
She said, tell me 10 things that make you happy. I'm punching, but I can't think of anything that makes me happy. Not one thing that makes me happy. So she's like, give me something, anything. And I'm like, okay. Butter. Imitation crab. Ground beef. And she stopped and she said, okay. Of course your marriage failed.
Wow.
You don't know what makes you happy. Why would you think somebody else knows how to make you happy?
That's nice. When you're working out and you're trying to...
Gary, you ever tried that? Gary, you should try the red, you know, the boxing thing.
Or whatever. Yeah, I
figure out what makes you happy because you're the most unhappiest person.
Yeah, I tried to find out what makes me happy. And I'm like, what makes me happy? I think being away from y'all would make me happy. That would.
Why would you say that in front of Jesse?
Yeah, in front of the company. And you know you can't live without us sitting over here lying. Oh. You couldn't make it a day in your life without
Jesse,
us, honey.
Don't laugh at him. Don't encourage that.
What about you, Headcrack? 10 things to make you happy.
My kids. So that's 4 right there. great music, pizza. A fun night out on the town, hanging out with my pops. Video games, a dope movie.
What about you, Jesse?
Yeah. My siblings, so that's 5. My niece and nephew, 7.
Well played.
Yeah.
More than anybody, my mama.
Right.
8.
Hey.
Bomb ass sex and great music.
That is.
Okay.
That is. Well done.
Okay.
All right, up next, I don't know how many times we've covered or not covered Spencer Pratt on this show, but times are definitely changing. So let's check in with him, see how his weekend went.
Dang! Oh my God, I'll actually have chills for in real life. First time I ever went real starstruck, besides Taylor Swift last weekend. But this is, sorry to do this to you on Family Day. This is a real legend. Yeah, great attitude.
Thank you, brother.
I didn't even know who that was. That was Ben Affleck, huh?
Yeah. Has there ever been anybody that you guys were starstruck over or just shocked to see in person?
Yeah, Diana Ross. I saw, Gary, be quiet. Don't say a word. I saw Diana Ross coming out of a hotel, and I walked up to speak to her, but she was about to perform at the Fox or whatever, but at least I had an opportunity to see her.
Did she say hello?
But I'm not mad, you know
but
what I'm
she
saying?
She had to keep her vocal warm.
Yeah. Right.
Did she at least give you the black man nod that...
Yeah. No.
She put the damn window up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a big fan. I'm Ricky Smiley from Ricky Smiley Morning Show in Dish Nation. And the window went, and I watched the limo lights get real small. Oh my God, it was funny. I laughed my ass off and not offended. And I will pay money to see her anytime. She's still my favorite.
In a heartbeat.
My goodness.
Yeah.
She thought she was about to get robbed.
Sorry, I don't have any change.
All right, don't go anywhere because you know we have to talk to Jesse about the crazy ass Empire finale. So stay tuned right here on Dish Nation. Dish Nation. All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. We are so excited that Jesse Smollett is in the building.
Yeah.
And he's an actor, musician. He's playing tonight right here in Atlanta at the Masquerade. So excited about that. I'm definitely going to be there. I'm in. Ticket.
What's up, y'all?
Welcome, man. And, yo, shout out to you and everything you're doing, not only with your music, but Empire. The finale was something else.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Cliffhangers, you know, left and right, you know, three gunshots with fire that, you know, people, we don't know who's coming back next season, who's not coming back next season. And we miss Boo Boo Kitty.
I know, we already miss Boo Boo Kitty.
No. What did you do when you found out she was going to be off or she was going to die?
I just hugged her a lot. But here's the thing, is like, the good thing is that usually when we kill people off, we don't get to see them all the time anymore. But she's still married to Trey, who plays Andre. So we still get to see Grace. Around, you know, the Lions don't get to see Boo-Boo
Kitty.
Okay,
but us in TV world don't get to see Boo-Boo Kitty.
I mean, she
gonna
do other things.
We sure the hell see Rhonda. She keep coming
right.
back for
Robin
check.
Keeps on popping up.
It goes to Rhonda getting Rhonda the check.
Was it written in the script or she just kept coming back to work like black people do?
I just feel like Grace has taken a character and she has done so incredibly well because somehow all of the bull that she goes through, she still finds a way to keep Anika Boo-Boo Kitty human. Somehow. And that's hard. That's hard with all of the things that she's done.
Well, Justin, I heard that you weren't coming back or that maybe Lee was going to switch characters. He's going to take Miss Lauren from Star and bring her to Empire and you go to Star. Is that true?
You just made that up right now, Gary. I've never heard that before. So you better tell me who's the source, because I want to know. Okay. Like, am I moving to Atlanta? Like, what's good?
Okay.
No, I haven't heard that. That's hilarious.
I thought I heard that.
I heard.
Right. Always.
Always miss.
So you've been touring all over Europe.
Yeah,
so excited. What is the difference between like the European audience and the American audience, like as far as excitement, hype?
I was surprised when I went to Germany, all of the black people that were there.
Yeah,
we are over. No, it was great. You know, it was great. I don't know what the difference is. Everybody's just been hyped. Every show's been sold out.
That's
just been
awesome.
Great. It's just been great.
So, Jesse, you directed all your music videos for your new album. So, tell us about the video "Hurt People."
That's my favorite video I've done. That's my favorite thing that I've done probably till like I have kids.
Right.
It was shot in South Africa. We used every single designer, every single crew member was a black South African. You know, and it's really, really special to me. The video for Hurt People.
So you got a birthday coming up. How do you plan to celebrate?
I'ma sleep. I'ma go away somewhere sunny with my boo.
Right.
I'ma just chill.
Lay down.
Right.
You know, right. Relax.
Somewhere where certain things are legal.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Hey.
Just chill.
Hey. Hey.
Basement for you here in the States. We can put a little sun lamp up.
But you know, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Now, Justin, you've directed an episode of Empire before. Now, being that you know the behind the scenes stuff, how many seasons do you think you guys got left?
I mean, I'm not the head of the network, but in my opinion, I think that we have a good 2 seasons strong left.
Wow.
You know, that's what I believe. You know, we're not a procedural. You know, we're not like Grey's Anatomy. You know, I feel like Scandal to me is it. Like, Scandal handles everything right. I think like every show should handle their lives like Scandal. You should go while you're still, you know, like
Or
on top.
You know, yeah.
So if people want to find out where the tour is going, how they can get tickets, or even just get more familiar with your music aside from Empire, where do they go?
They should go to JussieSmollettMusic.com, JussieSmollettMusic.com, or to my Instagram or Twitter. I ain't got no other pages, all these other pages that are out there.
But it's JussieSmollett_ on Instagram.
No, that's a fan page. That's Sweetie.
See? What's yours?
That's what you follow?
I don't know.
All right, y'all, and don't lose yourself, because when we come back, Eminem gives us the tea, honey, on a Batman actor.
You can't do nothing but laugh.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, y'all! Hey! Okay, let's take a a minute to give Eminem a moment because he had something he really needed to get off of his chest.
Oh.
2009, 2010, I was at the VMAs. It was either Music Awards, Movie Awards, something, and my trailer was next door to 50's trailer. And I went to the back to go change for stage, and as I'm taking off my underwear, I look across in 50's trailer, right even with me, is Val Kilmer sitting like this in the chair. And I know he's looking at me, and I know he looked away because he saw me looking at him. I know Val Kilmer saw me naked. I just had to get that off my chest.
Hey, you can't take stuff like that to the grave. You have to get it out.
People have to know.
Right.
Okay.
Even if you have to hold that secret for about 7-8 years.
Right.
People got to know.
What did he see?
Guess he saw his microphone and stand. Like, if he removed his underwear.
He saw these. Oh. I mean, I was sitting on a friend's, I was over at my neighbor's house, and I was sitting on the toilet, and their grandma doorknob was out, and you know you have to look through where the doorknob, to see if anybody in the restroom. And we made eye contact. It was awkward.
That always be awkward when you go, like, it's like the work bathroom, and it'd be like that little one-inch peek, and then you, like, see somebody in the stall as you're walking by.
And you
make eye contact.
And
you make the eye contact.
Right. And you're already there making sure that they don't look in, and once they see y'all make eye contact, you never forget it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sheena. That's her name. Tashina wanted to use the restroom, and I was already there.
Oh. If you sitting on that stall like a fighter getting ready to come out for the next round.
All right,
y'all, it's deal time.
Hey.
Come alive for this. Check out this Pro Cabello 5-piece straightener set with shine and hold spray. Now, the bundle includes a full-size 1 1/4-inch straightener and a mini half-inch precision styler, plus 2 hair clips and a bottle of O2 shine and hold spray. Check it out. Got a straightened ceramic plates, heat to 400-plus degrees, and there are variable heat settings to choose from and 6 different color combos to choose from as well.
Oh, wow.
How much, though?
Well, normally something like this could run you for about $425, but for the Dish Nation family, you can get everything for only
$39.
$39. Ooh. And then when you open the inside of it, it has this little velvet part, too. They're going to throw that in there.
Hot curler casket.
No doubt. Head over to mortisave.com and get yours today.
Woo! I can clap to that.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So coming up, Snoop Dogg breaks a Guinness World Record. Elmer Fudd.
Wicked.
Yo, coming up next, Snoop Dogg breaks a Guinness World Record, and it has nothing to do with weed. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Yo, it's time for a new segment called
How High Was Snoop?
Well, we'll tell you. So Snoop Dogg this weekend got so high that he helped break the record for the largest glass of gin and juice.
What?
Yo, it was huge. Like, it was like the size of a short person, but taller than that person.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was officially recognized by the Guinness World Records as the largest paradise cocktail.
He ain't that thick, though. Like, that might be a lot for his body to take in all
that
alcohol.
Even lifting weights, though, man.
But that don't have nothing to do with your alcohol intake.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of muscular drunks.
But he been drinking gin and juice for, like, a long time.
The glass was, like, 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide.
And oh, my God.
180 bottles of gin.
That glass is taller than the Little Women Atlanta.
He drank the whole thing?
Yes. Would y'all ever give this a shot, though? Like,
what did they do with it, though? Did somebody attempt to drink it?
They brought a bunch of straws and let everybody put their straw in.
That's nasty.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, one thing we will drink, too, is the fact that Jussie smelled like you hung out with us all day.
Man, I love y'all, man.
Yay!
And tonight you're going to be performing in Atlanta. We already covered that.
Tickets are $20, y'all.
That's fine.
Right. That's right.
Oh, that's like
right.
A dish on deal.
Look, I know you guys saving money for On the Run, too.
Yeah.
So we're going to get $20. I get it.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.